Wales. Area 20,733 square kilometres. Population 3 million. Capital Cardiff. Major cities Caerphilly, Newport, Swansea, Wrexham. Language English and Welsh. Currency pound sterling. Highest point Mount Snowdon. Irwyddfa 1,085 metres. Longest river, the River Tywi, Tawi, 105 kilometres. Largest lake, Bala, 4.84 square kilometres. National day, 1st of March, St David's Day. National flower, the daffodil.
Wales became part of the United Kingdom in the 16th century. English became the only official language, and little by little, people stopped speaking Welsh. Today, there are many people who are trying to keep the Welsh language alive. Signs at airports, railway stations, and many other places are in both English and Welsh now. Wales is a beautiful country with scenic mountains and valleys and stunning coastlines. Many tourists visit Wales to go hiking in the mountains. One of the most popular hiking areas is Eryri National Park. The English name for this national park is Snowdonia. In 1997, there was a referendum in both Wales and Scotland. People there said they wanted an assembly in Wales and a parliament in Scotland. So now most political decisions about Wales and Scotland are made there and not in London. King Arthur, a Welsh legend. A long, long time ago, a boy called Arthur was born in Wales. He was born out of wedlock. His father was a king and his mother was the wife of a duke. He was brought up far away from his parents. When his father died, the country was without a king. The great lords decided that they should arrange a tournament. The knight who won it would be the next king. Arthur had an older foster brother. His name was Kay. He wanted to participate in the tournament. The whole family went with him. But Kay forgot his sword. He asked Arthur if he could go back and get it for him. Arthur went all the way back, but he could not find the sword. Instead, he saw a sword that was plunged into a stone. "Let me try to pull it out," he thought. He did it easily. Arthur hurried to his brother with the sword. In the blade of the sword, there was an inscription which said, "Whoever pulls this sword from the stone is the rightful king of Britain." So Kay knelt before Arthur, because he understood that Arthur was the new king.